Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday.
How do you find that job?
Working on a cruise ship?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you have to have an agent. I'm not sure. There's a thing on Instagram that my niece put up for one of their birthdays. And you know my singing niece, Julie, the one,
yeah.
She and her husband, they're now married. They've been in here before. So she is working for an Australian cruise line and has been down there for months now. And they do, you know, three or four performances a day, learned a million songs. And they're going, you know, a few months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Seems fun. Seems like a good gig. They're young, you know, they're just traveling around.
Might as well.
Seems like a freak out, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I would be all, well, I don't know. Do we have insurance? And if we don't have insurance, what happens if something goes wrong?
Oh, geez. I'm sure they've thought of it all. They're very practical young people.
But when you're young, you're like, eh.
Yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. Get on the boat.
Good for them.
I know. It's super fun. All right. Hi, good morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. All right, listen, this is a big deal. This is one of the first concerts I ever went to was The Pretenders. I love The Pretenders, and they are back together and coming to the Masonic in San Francisco Friday, June 22nd. So, Masonic, San Francisco, Friday, June 22nd. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win two tickets to the show before you can even buy them. The tickets go on sale this Friday, April 6th at 10 a.m. at sfmasonic.com. Alice listeners can buy tickets early this Wednesday, April 4th, starting at 10 a.m. through Thursday, April 5th, ending at 10 p.m. with our special code word, alone.
Mm. Alone?
Alone. You need to know the code word to get in for the presale.
Right.
So they officially go on sale this Friday. So if you're a Pretenders fan, or maybe you're a Pretenders fan in the making, then you should check them out. Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697 is going to win tickets to the show. Your local Lucky stores have bone-in Angus beef rib roast for $5.77 a pound. And Cook's spiral sliced honey or brown sugar glazed ham for $1.48 a pound, only at your local Lucky stores.
You have ham yesterday?
No, we did not have ham. Huh. Did you have ham yesterday?
We did.
How was it?
It was fine.
Yeah.
I'm not a ham guy.
I like a good ham.
I'm good for like one piece.
Yeah, a slice of ham.
Go away.
But you know, I know people love it.
Sure.
And you know, it went.
How many people did you have over?
It was 8? No, 10?
Like two other families or something?
Her sister's husband, their two kids.
Oh, they have two kids already.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pumping them out over there.
And they got their youngest is just the cutest chubby little thing and
boy or a girl.
It's a girl and she's so quiet.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's please.
One of those.
Have one of those.
Please.
How old is the new baby?
6 months.
Oh, just a wee thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how great.
Not
that
even
the cousins,
crawling yet.
The cousins are all going to be around the same age.
Yeah.
How old is their oldest? Is she a year or two younger than
She's
Isla?
1 year younger than mine.
Oh, so great. Well, that means Isla will be the leader of the pack.
Well.
It's nice.
So she's
got cousins were my favorite people growing up.
Yeah, totally. She's already used to being a big sister, sort
yeah.
of.
I don't know. Right now, we're working on some behavioral things.
She'll be fine. Don't worry.
I don't know about that. She was popping off.
Think positive, Vin.
I want to say Friday night it was. And we're driving home, and I just go, you are going to your room the second we get home. That's it.
What was she saying?
And she's all, no. And I'm like,
ooh.
Why you? And this is where my dad would have just
reached around and whacked you.
And I'm like seeing those colors and I get it for a second. And then I'm like, I'm just going to follow her upstairs and put her in her room and then I'll go back. And so I put her in her room and I leave
you
for 10
her up
minutes.
The stairs?
I followed her right up the stairs and get in there. I give her 10 minutes and I go back up there to tell her what the deal is. You know, why were you up here? And I grab the door. She's got a lock on her door, and I didn't even know it.
Oh, she does.
go back downstairs. I go, you know that kid has a lock on her door? And the missus goes, she does?
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't even know to check.
Oh, man.
I go back up there. I'm like, you open can, this door.
You can
she
disable
opened it.
That.
Well, of course, and we're going to, but I didn't even know it was
just
there.
Just unscrew the little pin.
And that, then
that's funny.
And then she's got her little storybook going and a book open. I'm like, well, the room is not the place to send you anymore.
That's the problem is that all the fun stuff's in the room. Yeah. You got to go. You got to find an empty room to put her in, something boring.
We're gonna
put her in the office,
the hallway.
Corner.
Yeah, it's got to be something else because that was not that didn't work out at all.
She get her a kennel. She kennel trainer.
What did she say when you so? You said open the door, and she opens it. Was there a smile or a look on
no,
her face?
No, she knew it was serious, and I have to not fall for that because there's no doubt when your kid looks at you with a smile, you're like, oh, you.
Why do you have to keep being so cute?
Yeah, no, I took care of that one, but boy, to find out there's a lock on the door that way was weird. How long might that have gone on for?
Right.
Made it into her teens without me knowing that. That'd have been bad news.
It'll be good for her to have a lock when she's a teen. You do not. There's certain things you just don't want to walk in on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you could spend a few minutes thinking about
it.
There's actually a few scenarios where you would, like, the last person you would want to walk in your room is your dad.
I can't.
You don't know what you're talking about. So
it's time for you to tell me trash.
Yeah. You guys with all your daughters. All right, so the trash, I guess I'll start with, I wanted to ask how the red egg party went.
Oh, it went very well. It was fun. I had a good time.
You said it was like throwing a wedding. That's not what you said during the break at all.
It was a whole elaborate setup, and I just showed up, and I prepared the slideshow. Like
how did that go? Was everyone
like
what a slideshow?
600 pictures on the screens.
Of the baby?
Mostly the baby.
600 pictures. You guys have 600. Well, I suppose.
No, we have like 10,000. Oh. I narrowed it down to about 600.
Did you FaceTime with Hooman while he was at the athletics game so that he could live? No, I did not. Both dreams. The game party and the red egg party.
I was really busy. I barely even ate. There was tons of food, but I was like kind of trying
to host.
How
many people were at this thing?
120.
Oh,
yeah.
And only a few from your side of the family. This is a Chinese tradition.
There's a lot of Anita's family and a lot of them that,
a lot of
that normally she doesn't see because, you know, there's some family beefs. And and I can totally see why.
Oh, why?
Bunch of jerks in her family, huh?
Some of them were.
What's the beef?
Yeah, tell us
everything. Sibling stuff. Oh. You know, especially after grandparents pass away. Oh. And then there's stuff like that that goes on. That's personal stuff. But yeah, there were some remarks that her auntie was like, I'm like, ooh, wow.
What'd she say?
Why I never see you. So I was walking around with a bottle of JMO, right? Because we're eating, and there's, you know, there's...
What's JMO?
Jameson.
Right?
So we're pouring shots?
There's beers. Yeah.
You're walking around the red egg party with Irish whiskey?
For certain people. So I just figured there's got to be some...
Like that bitch-ass man of yours? Here, take this shot. That'll shut you up.
So I just, you know, I went to table to table. Anybody want some... Because it was over there on the table. There was a table set up with all the liquor and beer. And you grab what you want. But I think people were shy to, you know, start chugging shots of stuff. So
you wanted to get that party rolling.
As a host, wanted to walk around and say, anybody want a shot? You know, I'll pour it up for you and blah, blah, blah. She's like, why? So I can look like you.
Oh, the end of that. Because
I'm red, right? And I'm like, I get like this after like half a shot. This is how I look, you know?
I know. Actually, Brynell just take a couple sips of beer and he gets
sips.
Like
red, yeah.
Couple sips of beer.
It's not like nothing. Ticks. And I think it's someone was saying that that's a slight allergic reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. I probably shouldn't drink. But.
So what
haven't
was your,
you taken something before for that?
Pepcid AC is what you take.
What was your response to her?
Did you say, wow, you bitch, here, have a shot?
I said, I get like this after one, like half a drink. She goes, well, me too. I was like, well, have at it. And she, you know, whatever.
Then she didn't.
She didn't, no.
Was your eye back to normal?
My eye was fine.
Oh, yeah, your eye actually.
That worked out very well. I had
that.
A little speech and I, you know.
I made a funny. You made
speech.
A funny?
Do your speech
I made
now.
A funny.
Do your speech.
Can you
well,
do
speech?
I'll tell you the first line I said. Okay. I said, hey, attention. I was grabbing everybody's attention because it was really loud first. So I grabbed the mic and I'm like, hey, everybody settle down, blah, blah. And I go, First and foremost, I want to thank everybody for coming out to our surprise wedding. and then the whole crowd was like, what? And I was like, just kidding. I'm kidding. And that was it.
Seriously.
Like, I think her dad perked up like, what the hell's going on right now?
You should have just had someone come and marry you there. Everyone was there.
I know.
Yeah, it felt like a wedding. It really was
a
wedding.
That's so funny. What did you wear? Just a suit or?
I wore like, yeah, a suit jacket.
Not a tux or anything?
No, and some jeans.
What did Anita have on? Your lovely
baby mama. Very nice flowy dress.
Oh, pretty.
Some heels. Mm. Yeah, it was really good.
And what did Diamond wear?
Oh, I have pictures. Maybe I should post that.
You should post a picture of the baby. And so was she good the whole time or she cried?
Oh, my gosh. She was great.
People passing her around? And
she was an angel.
You got one of those, too. One of the quiet ones.
She was perfect.
Oh, good for you.
It's the second kid.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the second kids are quiet?
My second kid I thought was so much easier than the first kid. First kid had the colic every day, 4 o'clock. It was just the end of the world. Second kid was just like, I think because you just don't pay as much attention to him. Because you're busy running around after. I think sometimes, well, no, colic is not you. But you just have no frame of reference. And why is this happening? What can I do? The other one, you're like, oh, so what? He's crying.
Well, I think the best thing about a second one is that you do realize the phases or the they're all phases and there's an end to them.
Right.
And you don't feel like, is this broken forever?
Right.
Is this what we have?
That's it. So I'm glad it went well. Sounds
it did,
great.
Yes.
How long did the whole thing take?
It was about 3 hours.
Oof.
Yeah.
Where did you have it again?
In Millbrae.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then just like tons of food and everyone had a party. Was there dancing? Is there, what happens?
No,
these
no
it's
dancing.
Just all talking?
Just drinking and talking.
Just drinking and talking.
And hanging out, pictures and stuff like that, which I took.
Anybody fall down or anything? Something
no.
Like that?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
After party at my house, though, with all my friends and both parents, my parents, her
an
parents.
After party?
It was just
anybody
more
fall
like,
down there?
Well, it was like 6 blocks from our house, so it was like, hey, you know, swing by. Because I have to bring all the liquor home.
Sure. Well,
you don't want
the restaurant's like, this for, you only have like 120 people. Why do you have so much liquor? I'm like, I don't know. Better more than less, right?
Don't worry. It'll get drunk.
I just want to make
you
sure.
You definitely want more than less.
Yes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to run out of that.
Well, that's the people who want to drink are like, well, we got to go on a beer run. Who's making a run? Next thing you know,
I'm too drunk to drive.
Scattering because they need more booze.
No, then you just DoorDash it.
Hall & Oates.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Has a new song out. They are touring with Train this summer, and this new song features Pat Monahan of Train.
Oh.
Yes, I know. It's called Philly Forget Me Not. John Oates said, it'll be cool to play a new song on this upcoming tour. Pat called it a lifelong dream to collaborate with Hall & Oates. Daryl Hall says that the song pretty much describes my feeling about Philly, my music home.
Hmm.
It's not good.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. Let's, you know, give it a chance.
Do you want to hear the...
I want to hear the one from 2002, which is, you know, because they said this is the first new Hall & Oates song in 16 years. I was like, I can't even remember the one from 16 years ago.
It's called Do It For Love.
I do love his voice, but the song is very bland. This ain't no rich girl.
No, but it's better than that other one.
Yeah. Forget my not, forget my not. Oh, you should tell Michael Franti about this song because he's got the Do It For The Love Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I forgot Train was, well, Pat was touring with
Hall & Oates. Yeah.
Hall & Oates. I'll be seeing them next month.
Oh.
What's their best song? You Make My Dreams?
You know, I love Sarah Smile. Surprise. I like Maneater.
Maneater?
I do.
Above.
And I think I Can't Go For That might be.
Yeah, but
Smile.
This one and Rich Girl are probably my two favorites.
I love Rich Girl. Well, for me.
Can you play
Sarah,
You Make My Dreams? Am I thinking a different
you
song?
You make my dreams come true. Ooh, 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 ooh.
You recognize it?
I do.
What I want, you got, and it might be hard to handle, but like a flame burns. I should probably let him sing it.
You're going to this show, right?
Yeah.
You, ooh, 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 you make my dreams come true. Ooh, 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 ooh. I not only love these guys.
Fuck, because you know what's on
I'm not going to talk. Let's play it. Crank it up. It's the background vocals that kill me in all their songs. Oh, yo.
You're telling me that John Oates is the one for you?
They do them together. Like, I can picture the recording because it's always harmonies.
Okay.
But yeah, I love, like, in that verse part where you're a rich girl, rich girl. Like, it's so, and even in Making My Dreams, ooh. So great. Like, I just would love to be at that recording session. Like, oh, can I put some background vocals on too? Anyway, that's the first the Philly song that we heard. Play a little bit more in case people are just joining us. It's not Rich Girl, but that's good. It's fine, you know?
I like it.
Yeah, they'll play it. So Pat Monahan is, I guess Train is going to tour with them, and Pat's on that song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. It's a new song from Hall & Oates. There you go, old people. Are you playing two songs at once there?
Old people.
It almost sounds like...
Well, no. Dar.
Last night on TV, the Jesus Christ Superstar thing. I was reading a review. I didn't watch it yet. I taped it because I'm going to definitely watch that.
Oh, I thought you might have watched. I was even going to text you because I saw it on my thing and thought, oh, she's probably watching that early.
No, I don't have the early NBC feed.
Oh, you don't?
No, I have the CBS feed early. NBC, last night, Jesus Christ Superstar. I'll watch it today, but we are going to hear a little bit of it. The review I read, it says that it got off to kind of a rough start. Like, it was really in your face and kind of over the top at first. And then but it hit its stride. It was about 2.5 hours long. It hit its stride. And it...
If you stayed,
they really... I guess they were just in the groove by the end of it, and it was great by the end. So John Legend, I think, is Jesus, right? And Mary Magdalene is Sarah Burrell. She has such a great voice.
Yeah, she does.
Did you happen to grab any of Heaven on Their Minds?
No. But I can look it up.
It's all right. I don't want to spend. I have a couple other things I
want
to get to.
If you want.
Oh, yeah. Right, was here. He Pontius Pilate? Who was he?
King Herod.
Oh, Herod.
Yeah. Herod.
Get out, you king of the Jews.
Wow, a little ragtime there, huh?
That's actually not bad. He's supposed to be this just ugly character. So anyway, that was on last night. Can't wait to watch that.
Oh, that first song sounded terrible. Mm-hmm. Yuck.
It's not the best song on the soundtrack. Corey Feldman shares the world's smallest knife wound. It's so funny because it looks like, I mean, I guess it's on his belly somewhere, but it's just a dot. He put it on, I don't know if this is Instagram or looks like it is. The world's smallest knife wound. Or, yes, I was attacked 2 days ago. Yes, they used some sort of sharp weapon. And, yes, it went into my body. Tearing it up. This is what the scar looks like now. Obviously, if it was a knife, I got very lucky and I'm blessed. If it was a syringe, I will pray for the best results. God bless. # kids too. # Corey truth is coming. # preserve innocence. There you go. There's the knife wound.
It's a dot.
Yeah. Many fans sent their condolences and support.
No one should be attacked, but, you know, in his telling the story, dude, leave. Leave. You had a chance. You're in a car. It wasn't like
drive
you were.
Away.
Yeah, you had every opportunity to drive away from that.
It looks like so far initial tests are clear. They're still waiting for final results from... they're saying long-term tests like HIV and certain poisons. I thought HIV was 20 minutes now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a little test kit that you can...
Oh, yeah, there are.
You can get results in super... Well, but who knows what, you know, they're saying certain poisons too, so... they're saying, so far, clean bill of health. His bodyguard, Jeff V, who was with him at the time of the attack, says the hospital ran all kinds of tests. So far, clean and clear of any hard drugs or infectious diseases. They took a urine sample, drew blood. Everything came back negative so far. TMZ is saying doctors didn't find any evidence of a puncture from a needle or a blade. So maybe he just like scratched a mosquito bite and took a picture of it. Don't ask me. Jesus.
I don't want him to be lying.
No, I don't want him to be lying either. Don't lie. I'm sure something happened, right? Maybe the guy had a sharp ring on and just pushed down on his... I don't know. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff.
All right.
The Pineapple Express.
Oh, is that what the thing this
the
weekend
rain
is going to be?
The rain that we have coming, all yes. Right. There's more of that. We've also got the Affluenza teen making the news. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have a Warriors game that we want to play with you. We're going to play it all week, and the people who win it are going to be qualified to win a gigantic Warriors prize pack. So 8 o'clock this morning, just a little heads up here. If you're a big Warriors fan, we've got some trivia we're going to ask, and this week is it's crucial. You got to win, got to get the answer right on one of the days, and then you're in the final drawing. It's a big, big prize pack. I'll lay the whole thing out for you at 8 o'clock. Your local Lucky Stores have bone-in Angus beef rib roast for $5.77 a pound and cooked spiral-sliced honey or brown sugar glazed ham for $1.48 a pound only at your local Lucky Stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
Here's what's happening. So we thought we were done with the rain, but it turns out we've got another Pineapple Express headed our way. They say rain is expected to soak the Bay Area, although we're starting out with sunny skies this week. By Thursday night, we'll be seeing rain. So get ready for it.
That's good.
You got a good warning. You'll get out there. And you know what? Your plants that you've just...
They're going to love that.
Sarah has been gardening her...
I'm a freak with the gardening.
Yep. And so... I would imagine that's great for everything out there, right?
Sure. Let's get everything going.
I got breaking news handed to me just a second ago. Uh-oh. Winnie Mandela has passed away at the age of 81. Winnie Mandela, South Africa's first black first lady, has died at the age of 81. She married Nelson Mandela in 58 and was with him when he became president in 94, although they divorced in 96 while he was still in office. And unfortunately, excuse me, things got a little ugly for them in their divorce, like divorces do. And it's probably not the time for me to tell the dirt from their divorce. Since she
did
just
he cheat
passed.
On her.
He was in jail.
Yeah.
He says she did.
Oh, while he was in jail.
Yeah.
She was
doing.
Well, a woman has needs.
Everybody's got needs, no doubt. But that's their, he never could let it go. He, what's that term you like to use?
It's in. I don't know.
Hold on.
Oh, cuckolding?
Now, now I'm going to read it anyway.
Is it? just read the whole damn thing.
Let's see here. Her split from Nelson was super messy, even by Hollywood standards. He claimed he'd been cuckolded by Winnie, who famously cheated while he was in prison. He also called her a spendthrift.
Oh.
He died in 2013. He and Winnie had two children together. And again, they'd divorced in 96. But she passes away today at 81.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Everybody involved.
Which countries have the highest threat levels for travel? So the first thing I did when I looked at this was I thought Turkey has to be up there.
I was thinking Syria.
Hooman just went there and his got him on some kind of watch list, which I don't know that you're off yet, are you?
Yeah, well, so right now, I got a special number that I have to put in every time I travel. So I
like a pin,
like a known traveler. Number.
Like I'm not the terrorist right. you're looking for.
That, you got a
that
special.
Number,
I'm not
yeah,
the terrorist.
I'm
number.
Not the terrorist
okay.
number. So as long as I use that, I won't get pulled aside, and they'll keep their hands off my balls, which is important, you know, when you
yeah,
travel.
Yeah, right. You just want to keep your balls hand free.
Hand free, yeah. So and then I have a special interview with the Global Entry people. So I'll permanently be off of the list, hopefully in late June, the soonest I can.
Well, upon looking at the list, actually, in the way they rank them is 1 through 4, 4 being worst. Turkey's at 3. So they're not the worst place to travel to in terms of...
What did you say the two worst are? Sorry,
well, he hasn't said yet. We're just
The two worst are Afghanistan, Libya. Sorry, the three worst: Afghanistan, Libya, and Yemen. Syria is on the list and ranked at four.
I didn't know you were talking about like places that would put you on a bad list. I thought these were just like terrible places to go right now.
Oh, no.
Exactly right.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah. So the ranking
Don't go there.
Right. The ranking is one through four. These are the highest threat levels is a four.
Okay.
So as Americans go to travel, they're saying...
Go to the one country.
Don't go to fours. Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq... Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, all worst places you could possibly go.
If you go to those, even though they're the worst places, little flags get triggered and you potentially end up on that great list that I ended
Well, especially up on. If you were born in Iran. You know, I'm sure they took a look at that and made assumptions. That sucks, Hooman. I feel terrible for you that happened.
I want to say thanks to my
and
friends.
And you got your balls groped.
Many times.
How many times?
At least four.
Boy, that's some serious ball groping.
But they go up and down, and then they go left to right over your junk. They go up and down over your junk.
They're
and then
feeling it this way, and then they're feeling it.
And they're feeling it this way.
That's they don't
advanced.
Reach in
That's
and
advanced.
Finger around. Or
No, they don't reach up. And
It almost feels like it'd be easier to just pull your
yeah.
pants down.
You know
go,
what? Here you go. Here. Take a look. I'm going to pull everything to this side, up, down.
Yeah. And
separate the two. Here you go.
And then when they pat the inside of your legs, their index finger is up against your taint. You got that?
I do.
That feels kind of good, though, doesn't it?
Nah,
not in that not setting.
Really. Oh. Not with everybody staring at you as they're walking
by.
Oh,
you can't relax?
Well, I don't know if it's a relaxing. I just think it's, yeah, it's one of those things.
The Texas man known for his affluenza defense.
Oh, yes.
When he was given probation for killing four people in a 2013 drunken driving crash. Is set for release Monday after serving 2 years for violating his probation. Ethan Couch, who's now 20, has fulfilled his 720-day sentence for violating his original probation. He was convicted of killing four people in a drunk driving accident in 2013 when he plowed his pickup truck into a group of Good Samaritans helping a stranded driver. Mm. One of the kids... I didn't look it up. I didn't have time to look it up. One of the kids is permanently disabled and is still bedridden from this. Or was last time I checked, anyway.
Was he like a paraplegic or quadriplegic?
So. I think it was para.
Did this guy initially get like a suspended sentence and then...
Yes.
And then him and his
they
mom
let him
were
off
like
on,
trying to...
They were on the run because he'd broken his probation... I think he was at a party where alcohol had been served.
Uh-huh. And the other kids ratted him out.
It was either they ratted him out or he tweeted or did something
right.
where he was caught breaking probation.
He's supposed to be not anywhere near alcohol because he's underage anyway.
Right. And so him and his mom went on the run. I think they were in Mexico.
Yeah. And like he dyed his hair.
Here it is.
okay.
The mom was helping her son flee to Mexico in late 2015 when the then... teen was in jeopardy of violating his own probation after there it is, a Twitter video of him at a beer pong party went viral. Here's the affluenza guy. So someone did it looked
still
like it looks like rat him out, but he's done. He's getting released. We'll see how that goes for him. People don't like that affluenza excuse.
Well, there is no excuse. I mean,
So
some people
rich.
Get a pass because they're rich and they don't get it.
You know how they got caught in Mexico? They were ordering a takeaway pizza and they used their phones.
Oh, wow.
That's
pizza,
fun.
You know.
Wow. Yeah.
It's very best weakness.
Good. I'm glad they were caught.
Yeah, me too.
Punk.
God, this guy.
Worst. So this location, Upper Haight McDonald's is going to close after 5 decades.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to Haight, you know this location.
I was just on Haight Street
right
on
there,
Friday.
Up
yeah.
against the park.
Stanyan, right? I think it's
yeah,
Stanyan.
When we first moved here.
I don't think I've been to that.
I got on my skateboard and went everywhere.
Probably
and
have.
One of the places I went, of course, was Haight. Just cruising around and there's so much people watching.
Yeah.
But at the time, people were living in the park right there. Right across the street from the McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, was it Willie Brown? It might have been Willie. he fenced it off. He was like, I've had it. You cannot live in the park, and fenced that area. So it's always been a spot where people hang. Mm. And by hang, I mean live. And by live, I mean do drugs and
poop
and,
in the woods.
And, right. There's all crime right. and all kinds of stuff. So the Board of Supervisors voted to purchase the property for $15.5 million so the city could build 100% affordable housing there. Oh. And that McDonald's, after five decades, is about to close down, and they're going to bulldoze it. Right.
Is it a standalone McDonald's, or is it like tucked into the rows of shops? Or
it's a standalone.
It's standalone, and it's got a big parking lot too.
Oh,
it's
huge, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know what? I have a picture.
I was just gonna say I can't picture it at all.
It's right
there. Here's the overhead.
Yeah. I hadn't been there in a long time, but every time I would go there, it was pretty gnarly.
There's
trouble. Filthy.
All over that area, but that spot in particular, they say, is associated with violent crime, open drug sales. I mean, right there. In plain view. No one's trying to hide it. They threatened the franchise years ago, and the franchise hired security, but this has been a troubled area in town for a long time. So.
It is a big piece of land, actually. So you're saying that that's going to get bulldozed, and they'll just figure out some housing to build there?
Well, they want to put in affordable housing, whether or not that happens in our lifetime. They do run up against trouble where that's concerned.
Yep.
And who gets that prime real estate? It's prime real estate. Who gets it?
Yeah, the highest bidder is not going to want to take the money they just spent on that and do low-income housing.
Well,
they want to make their money.
Who are you giving? I'm talking about, is it a lottery? Oh. Does the brokest person
like
get
lottery,
to live there? I mean, I don't understand.
You have to be between a certain pay scale.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like who's going to get the property, as in who's going to get the chance to develop it.
We were talking about that recently, me and Yuzette, about low-income housing. The condos over there off of Embarcadero. Mm-hmm. Very nice real estate. Across the street from AT&T Park. You have to be making under 90 grand in your low income. So
that's low income?
Well, in San Francisco,
well, it
right?
is.
Yeah,
right. You have to take your taxes out of
How
that.
Much do they
How
cost?
Are you going to live?
Well, you're renting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. How much?
It's usually about $2,000, I think. $2,000 a month.
Can you imagine that's a deal?
But it's, you know, it's a condo across the street from AT&T Park.
Well, yeah.
Downtown, right there, prime location. So, $2,000, that's a steal.
It is a steal. God, doesn't Puman pay almost $2,000 for his 400 square feet in the marina?
No.
I
pay $1,400 and my PG&E is $9.
And he has parking.
That's true, he does. How much is your PG&E?
$9 a month.
It's good.
And I'm 1.7 miles from the station.
How about a fast fact?
Boy, you just love rubbing that in.
When Mr. Potato Head first came out in 1952, it was just body parts on sharp spikes. You had to provide your own potato.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
It didn't include a plastic potato until the 70s.
When did it come out? How long did you have to get your own potato?
1952.
I wonder how many people decorated their little brother with that.
Probably a lot.
Oh, here's a toy, kids. It's arms and legs with a sharp knife attached on each end. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
The beer that gets the worst overall rating in the world is...
The beer?
The beer that gets the worst overall rating in the world is...
It'll be Bud, it'll be the biggest beer in the world.
Natural Light.
Oh, yeah, that does suck.
Natural Ice is the second worst.
Natty Light. That's good camping beer.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's the worst beer in the world.
That's what you want. Cold, awful beer.
Why don't you want good beer? So you are with dirt in your pants and you want bad beer?
Yep, bad beer. Bring it on.
All right. Richard Gere's middle name is?
Jim.
Ernest.
Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany.
That's great. Richard Tiffany Gere?
It's his mother's maiden name.
Oh. Mm.
I thought of Paris when I read that. I went, oh, that's so funny.
That is. Oh, my God. Paris was so funny on Saturday night. Great show.
You loved it.
Yeah. Scott Capurro is who we're calling Paris.
Anybody walk out?
No. And he did 53 minutes.
Oh. Were you lighting a lighter in the crowd? Like.
I wasn't.
Oh.
But he did reference that he was, you know, he kept looking at his watch and going, God, Sarah's going to be so mad. Like, he was great. He
so
was
you were
really
part
funny.
Of the show.
No, I wasn't. I mean,
did
he
do any Sarah
me,
jokes?
No, he didn't, which is good because he does really mean jokes about me sometimes while I'm
he
there.
Does.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm right here.
The famous philosopher Voltaire made all of his money in 1729 when he was 35.
Doing what?
When he realized the jackpot of the French lottery was more than the cost of buying every single ticket. So he bought every ticket and won a jackpot of about 500,000 francs, roughly the equivalent of tens of millions of dollars today.
Oh my God.
Wise guy. How do you like that?
That is really funny.
Ha! He outsmarted everybody. Hey, wait a minute. What if I did the math and said, yeah, easiest way to become a...
Tens of millions of dollars. That's hilarious. That's not the case anymore, right?
I would guess not. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I love this one. 707 says, was at IKEA in Sacramento over the holiday weekend. You know, furniture, food. I had to try the Swedish meatballs on Sarah's recommendation. Disgusting.
Oh, stop it.
Yuck. They even took a picture.
They're lying.
No,
I can't really make it out.
Yeah, it's furniture food, all right.
No, it's so good. Give me a plate of Swedish meatballs with lingonberry sauce, mashed potatoes.
510 is mentioning this, and we need to check this. Morning, please spread awareness that today is National Autism Day.
Oh.
Is that true?
Did you guys see that on your list of days?
April 2nd, yep.
Oh, all right. I don't know what. I thought you wore blue or something. We should have known
World
that, I guess.
World Autism Day.
I'm not.
Autism Awareness
Day.
I'm not
wearing blue. Sorry.
Light blue, it says.
Oh, light blue. All right.
Sorry, I wish we'd have known.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the charts from last week. We'll see how everything did. But I also have, you know what? I'm going to try and get to those April Fool's jokes that some of the celebrities pulled over the weekend.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.